Joint Ways and Means Committee Subcommittee on Natural Resources for June 1st, 2017. And we have two bills and two work sessions to go through. The first one will be the Department of Land Conservation and Development, and that's Senate Bill 5527. And if you would, please, sir.
Certainly. Mr. Co-Chair, members of the subcommittee, Senate Bill 5527 is the budget bill for the Department of Land Conservation and Development. The LFO recommended budget for the agency adjusts general fund expenditures in accord with the budget targets set forth by the co-chairs of the full Joint Ways and Means Committee, and also provides expenditure limitation adjustments for anticipated federal grant revenues and pass-through grant revenues from the Office of Emergency Management. I'm going to go through the budget in detail. And we're going to start on your documents that are on OLIS in the LFO 102 work session recommendation documents, page 1 of 6. You see the overview for the agency as a whole. We're going to start at the current service level. The agency only has two programs for which we create budgets. One of them is the planning program. The other one is the grant program. The planning program contains all of the agency's FTE, and the grant program just provides the appropriation or expenditures for the grants that the agency makes. So in the planning program, the first package is package 104. This is natural hazards mitigation planning. And what this does is it provides both other funds and federal funds expenditure limitation and the required staffing for a number of natural hazard planning activities. So the first piece of this is an increase in $100,000 of federal funds expenditure limitation for risk map work. This is funded from an annual grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. There's no positions requested in this portion. The grant from the feds does not require matching funds from the state. And this portion of this package is ongoing, will continue in the agency's budget, but the remaining items are all one-time only authorizations for the agency. So we also include a transfer of pre-disaster mitigation grant funding from the Office of Emergency Management, which is the designated agency to receive the pre-disaster mitigation grants from the federal government. So this funding is received by DLCD as other funds when it comes over from OEM. And the funding supports hazard mitigation planning by local governments and an update to the statewide natural hazard mitigation plan, which is due for reapproval in 2020. So this funding supports three limitation positions, three FTE. Additionally, an increase in federal funds limitation of $229,804 is included for anticipated federal grant funding from FEMA to assist local governments in complying with the Endangered Species Act regarding local floodplain regulations. The funding supports a limited duration position providing direct technical assistance to those local governments and to manage contracted professional services for local governments. Package 801 is the LFO analyst adjustments. This makes three reductions to get the agency's budgets in accord with the full committee co-chair's budget framework. The first is a $41,000 reduction in funding for temporary employees. A $33,000 increase in anticipated vacancy savings, which is a reduction in the budget, and $74,000 unspecified reduction in services and supplies. That just reduces that portion of the budget, and it's up to the agency to distribute that service and supplies reduction throughout their activities. Package 812 is a vacant position elimination. This is removing primarily federal funds expenditure limitation and a little bit of general fund appropriation from the agency to dealing with a Planner 4 position. And this is in response to a reduction in NOAA grants for ocean and coastal planning program related to deficiencies in the state's non-point pollution control program. This reduction was seen in the last biennium. It's continuing this biennium, so we're going ahead and removing the position associated with it. And moving on into the grants program, remains unchanged at the current service level. Provides $1.583 million of general fund for the purpose of making grants for local planning.
Thank you.
So then we just need a motion to.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, can we take a recess here while I find a chair that's not broken?
That would be fun.
Thank you.
Maybe one right over there.
Thank you.
Stand at ease.
Stand at ease.
You tore the handle off that.
Yeah, I did. Mr. Chairman, I move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5527.
Chair Witt moves the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5527. Is there any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question for LFO. Are the other funds increases? Other funds is when we're not talking federal funds, we're looking at 1.645542. Where is that going to come from?
Chair Frederick, Senator Girard, that's the other funds increase is predominantly federal funds revenue, but because it's being received by the Office of Emergency Management and then transferred to the Department of Land Conservation and Development, the color of the money changes into other funds.
Okay. Fair enough.
Any other questions? Any other discussion? No? Any objection? No objection? The LFO recommendation has been approved.
Chair Frederick, moving on to the key performance measures, in front of you, attached to the LFO recommendation, you should have the key performance measures in OLIS, and you'll see that the targets have been updated for 18 and 19. There are three key performance measures that were proposed by the agency for deletion. That's number 4, number 7, and number 8. And while number 4 is recommended to be deleted, number 7 and number 8 have been recommended to be replaced by number 13 and 14. And it really doesn't change. These two KPMs really don't change what's being measured. It's just about how it's being measured in order to not move both the numerator and the denominator on both of these items. This, by changing the wording in here a little bit, having the percent of farmland zone or the percent of forest land zone, and accounting for the accounts for the conversion of these lands in from either urban growth boundary expansions or changes in zoning, whereas previously changes in urban growth boundary, those were removed from the change. And so this way we actually fix the denominator, just move the numerator. It's just a better way of looking at these two key performance measures.
Any questions about the key performance measures?
Mr. Chairman, I move the LFO recommendation on the key performance measures.
Chair Witt moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Thank you, Chair Frederick, members of the subcommittee. LFO recommends a budget of $13,347,618 general fund, $1,645,542 other funds, $6,530,660 federal funds, and 58 positions comprising 56.90 FTE, which is reflected in the -1 amendment.
Chair Witt.
Mr. Chairman, I move the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 5527.
Chair Witt moves the adoption of the -1 amendment to Senate Bill 5527. Any objections?
I got a question.
You got a question, yes.
Back to the original question that I had. With other funds, we're not talking fee increases here. We're not setting ourselves up with a bunch of fee increases in the other funds, right?
Chair Frederick, Senator Girard, no, there's no fee increases that are being acknowledged in this bill.
Okay, good. Thank
you. Any other discussion? No? Anyone opposed? So the -1 amendment has been adopted. Chair Witt.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 5527 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Chair Witt moves Senate Bill 5527 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion there? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Esquivel?
No.
Representative Helm?
Aye.
Representative Power?
Aye.
Representative Lewis?
No.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Senator Girard?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Senator Frederick?
Yes.
I just want to put it on the record, hell is froze over.
And we're damn grateful.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I believe that before we're done here today, it may freeze a second time.
I've already asked to make sure that the paddles are ready.
Just the carriers.
So,
no, thank you.
No, he doesn't want to carry. I'll carry it. And, on the House side, who would that be? Representative Power? That'd be great. Thank you. Okay. And so we will close that hearing. And we'll open the work session on House Bill 5028, Parks and Recreation.
Okay. I think we're doing all right on time.
Okay.
So, Chair Frederick, members of the subcommittee, the next bill in front of you is House Bill 5028. This is the budget bill for the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. And the LFO recommended budget for the department is a 4% increase from the legislatively approved budget for the current biennium. The budget recognizes revenue estimates from anticipated fees, transfers, and lottery funds as projected in the May 2017 lottery funds forecast, and budget adjustments included for state and federal grant funds, operational expenditure capacity, adequate staffing capacity, and park maintenance. And we'll go through these in detail, program by program. So beginning on page 2 of 19 of the LFO work session presentation report, this is the budget for the director's office. And this budget for the director's office is being funded at the current service level. You can see the legislative actions are equal to the current service level, $913,881 lottery funds, $951,156 other funds, four positions. Moving on to central services. Central services makes some adjustments, and the first of those is package 801. This is on page 4 of 19. There's two adjustments to lottery funds dealing with the May 2017 lottery forecast. And the first one increases lottery funds beginning balance of $350,242 to account for the updated 2015 through 17 biennium lottery funds forecast. So this is the lottery funds in the current biennium. They're anticipated to carry forward into the 17-19 biennium as a portion of their beginning balance. The second piece is an increase to lottery fund revenues over the current service level by $1,042,567 in accord with the updated lottery funds forecast of May of 2017. And these are to update the revenues that are anticipated in the 17-19 budget. So no expenditures associated with this, is just increases of revenue. Package 812 eliminates three long-term vacant positions and their associated expenditure limitation. These positions in the central services were positions that were associated with the reservation system. As the reservation system changes, there were some positions that became available. These were typically temporary positions that were being held to deal with permanent finance plan changes, but they were just sitting there, so we went ahead and eliminated them out of their budget. Three positions, 2.25 FTE. Moving on into park development. Park development, we have just one change in there, and that's package 107. This is Invest to Maintain Parks is the title of the package. This is an increase in lottery funds of $992,811, and this just allows an increase in the agency's budget, overall budget, so that the Park Development Division can work on maintenance projects and facilities improvement projects at existing parks. Into the next program is Direct Services. Direct Services is where most of us interact with the Parks Department. This is where we're going to see the folks at the state parks and interact with them. There's quite a few changes. The first one is Package 101, and this is our adjustments in expenditure limitation in both lottery funds and other funds to deal with costs, operational costs that exceed the standard rate of inflation. So the first piece of that is $153,861 in lottery funds, $161,557 in other funds, and these are for the projected cost of utilities at state parks and for the operation of seasonal fleet vehicles. As you can imagine, you know, you go to a park, plug in your RV, you're going to use whatever amount of power that you need for your equipment, and the Parks Department doesn't have control over that, how much power you're using. So this allows them to expend additional dollars to pay their utility fees at their parks. So the second part of this is $800,000 of other funds, additional authority to expend preventive maintenance funds. The preventive maintenance account receives a percentage of park user fees, and when the park user fee increases, so the amounts transferred to the park user or the preventive maintenance account. And so this simply adjusts the expenditure limitation from that account to allow them to expend the additional revenues they're receiving. The third item is a $100,000 increase in other funds, additional authority to expend funds from the park's stewardship dedicated account. And these funds are from the lease of park property plus a percentage of revenue from forest management and ocean shores permits. Again, this is just allows them to expend the additional funds that they've been receiving in these accounts. Package 103 is a package that substantially is an acknowledgement of the update of camping rates. This package acknowledges that the Oregon Parks and Recreation Commission is going to be authorizing via rules an increase in most camping rates by about $2 per night. This, as the agency said, this change primarily affects the hookup, full hookup rates and the standard yurt rates. It's about $1.2 million in additional revenue. The one piece of expenditure that's included with this package is $42,910, and this is again to increase the the expenditure limitation for that portion of this revenue that will go into the parks preventive maintenance account we just saw in the last package as well. Package 105 on the next page is titled Invest in People Who Serve, and this is this package establishes 27 permanent positions at 23.13 FTE and some additional associated service and supplies expenditures to address the increase in park use and the number of parks that are being operated by the agency. The package includes 21 park ranger one positions, four park ranger supervisors, and two natural resource specialist positions. They're all full-time permanent positions, but they are phased in during the biennium, and that's why you don't see 27 FTE. It's 23.13, but it will roll up to 27 FTE in subsequent biennium. Package 801 is analyst adjustments. This package carries forward unexpended federal grant funding and limitation from the 2015-17 biennium that was authorized by the December 2016 Emergency Board related to storm damage caused in Oregon in December of 2015. These are FEMA grant funds. The limitation, in addition, there's a little extra money that was added on beyond what was authorized by the December Emergency Board for an expanded number of projects that were subsequently approved by FEMA following the December Emergency Board. So the funding, again, is received in Oregon by the Office of Emergency Management and then transferred to the department as other funds. And so that's why it's being expended here as other funds and not federal funds. And then there's a small amount, $349,409 of lottery funds, which is the required 25% state matching funds for the federal grant funding. Package 812, indirect services, is vacant position elimination. This eliminates three long-term vacant positions. You'll see it's total funds of $95,461 split between lottery funds and other funds. Three positions, but only 0.91 FTE. These were seasonal temporary positions that the agency is not making use of, so we're pulling them out of the budget. Community support and grants is our next program, and the first package here is package 070. This is a revenue shortfall, and this reduces expenditure, other funds expenditure authority associated with ATV revenues. Those are for ATV permit funds that are transferred and for education funds that are transferred from ODOT to the agency to support ATV programs. And so the anticipated revenue transfer in the 17-19 biennium is smaller than it was at current service level. And so this just makes an adjustment to their expenditure to account for a reduced amount of revenues. Package 102, honor grant award obligations. These are for grant awards that the agency has received, both state and federal grant funding, that were authorized but not anticipated to be expended by the end of the 15-17 biennium. So this is just moving those grant funds authorization, expenditure authorization forward into 17-19. It's one-time funding. Won't be continued the agency's base budget in the subsequent biennium if they get all the grant funds out during the 17-19 biennium. So it's $2.6 million in other funds, $6.5 in federal funds. Package 105, this is similar. This is a second half of the piece that we saw in direct services, but all this does is it makes a fund shift in order to appropriately use the agency's revenues, and it shifts funding from two positions from other funds to lottery funds. There's a net zero change in the agency's budget. Package 801 is analyst adjustment. Again, just like we saw earlier in the budget, this makes adjustments for lottery funds beginning balance and lottery funds revenues anticipated in 17-19. But this is in the community sports and grants, and this is related to how much funding is available to be distributed to local government grants. And so there's a small increase. There's an increase in the beginning funds balance, but then there's only a small increase in the actual distribution of lottery funds because most of it was captured in the current service level. So it's $4,617 additional lottery funds for community support and grants. And lastly, you see here the Oregon Exposition Center. This is a carryover. We have to continue this in the agency's budget for a couple of biennia once the program is ended. So there's no funding in this program.
There's no funding in the program.
In the Oregon Exposition Center program. Because okay. It no longer resides at Parks.
Why do we have to show it?
Yeah, why do we have to?
My understanding is it's just a carryover with how we show. There's a certain number of biennia that we have to continue showing these programs and agencies' budget. I'm butchering this. Three biennia. Thank you. I hear from CFO. This is not an LFO thing. This is a CFO thing.
Okay.
I would direct your questions to the CFO. Kathy Connolly would be happy to answer any questions that you direct to her after the meeting today.
Just seems a little bizarre. Okay. So what else is new? Any discussion? Yes.
On your summary, the federal funds you have at $16 million roughly. On the going through the pops, I only saw FEMA and the honor grant. I'm trying to figure out what is the feds invested in our parks? I'm kind of curious.
Well, Chair Frederick, Senator Gerard, I don't have the list in front of me, but I actually do have a list of all of the federal monies for parks and where they go to. And quite a bit of the money is for, there's quite a, of this $16,000, is quite a bit of FEMA money for different grants that have been made for storm damage, both in 15 and in other biennia. And then there's also support for, there's federal grant programs that are supported, that trail programs, and a number of others. I don't have them off the top of my head, but I would be glad to provide you with a list of them.
That's fine. I just wonder if, you know, given the federal situation, if that's going to decline markedly in the next biennium, but in the $16 million, so that's quite a bit. Okay.
Any other questions, discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
On this maintenance part, I've observed some maintenance problems we're having in our parks department because of a lack of funding, and this is something we really need to get on top of because it's getting very severe in certain parts of our park, and I think it's something that we need to fully come to grips with in the future.
Representative Witt.
Mr. Chairman, I've heard a rumor, and I don't know the veracity of it, but I did want to call it to our attention if there is a problem there. I think that it's something that we need to address in the future. But the rumor runs that there are enterprising individuals that have gone out and bought up Parks Department camping spots for resale during the solar eclipse. Now, I don't know if that's wow. A pervasive practice, but if it, I don't know whether this just happens when we're having solar eclipses or it's more pervasive than one might think. I don't even know if it's happening, period, but if it is, it's something that we probably ought to address at some point.
We certainly need to know more about it. Thank you. And perhaps we can get further information at some point about this. But, yeah, I've not, unfortunately, I'm not surprised. We're expecting perhaps a million people.
Looking at 10 of them. It's a ton of them. Last one was in the 70s.
Yeah, I covered that one, 79.
I actually saw it.
I did too.
As well.
I was on a plane flying over part of a...
Out in the gorge.
Yeah, we were flying down the gorge too.
Clouded over.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. So we were up above the clouds and we sent it out of microwave down to the... It was a live feed. We were real, real happy about ourselves at that point. Chair Witt.
I would share my personal experience.
Oh, you where were you?
I was on a flight to Vegas one night, and I had a total eclipse on the full moon on one side of the plane, on the right side, and Comet Kohoutek on the left side.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Were you looking for a motion?
I was looking for a motion, but we were all entranced by the Comet Kohoutek.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5028.
Chair Witt moves the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5028. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Chair Frederick, members of the committee, moving on to the key performance measures, you'll see that in OLIS you have the key performance measures for Senate Bill or House Bill 5028, and there's been no changes to the key performance measures themselves. The targets have been updated, and LFO recommends the approval of the key performance measures as presented.
Thank you. Any discussion of the key performance measures? No.
Mr. Chairman, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Chair Witt moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Thank you, Chair Frederick. Members of the subcommittee, LFO recommends a budget of $103,374,241 lottery funds, $96,656,838 of other funds, $16,397,848 federal funds, 866 positions comprising 595.17 FTE, which is reflected in the Dash 1 amendment.
Any discussion? No.
Mr. Chairman, I move LFO's recommendation. I move the adoption of the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 5028.
Thank you, Chair Witt. He moves the adoption of the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 5028. Is there any discussion? Any objection? No. So moved.
So LFO recommends that House Bill 5028, as amended by the Dash 1 Amendment, be moved to the Full Ways and Means Committee.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 5028, as amended, to the full committee with a do-pass recommendation.
Chair Witt moves House Bill 5028, as amended, to the full committee with a do-pass recommendation. Any discussion? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Esquivel?
Yes.
Oh, it's getting cold in here.
Oh, it's going to freeze.
Cone?
Aye.
Representative Power?
Aye.
Representative Lewis?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Senator Girard?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Senator Frederick?
Yes.
I'll carry it on the House side.
Oh, my.
Ooh, froze there's twice.
There's a flock there. Can you see the flock coming there? All of those pigs? No, never mind.
Way too much fun.
Thank you very much.
That's why I was going to get the panel.
So the motion passes.
And we are ending today. Thank you very much. Representative Esquivel will do it on the House, and Senator Girard will do it in the Ways and Means Committee. So there we are.
Yes.
And the Senate.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for saying that. So I'm going to close the hearing, the subcommittee on Natural Resources committee meeting for June 1st, 2017. Thank you for being here.
All right.
2017. Thank you for being here. For June 1st.